This week's Seder of Bo teaches us about the mitzvah of baking and eating matzah at the beginning of Pesach, and we're instructed, Ushmartem et ha-matzot, that we should guard the matzot, and the concept of what is known as Shmura matzah is of course a very big topic in its own right, one of the main questions being, does the mitzvah of Shmura begin when the grain is harvested, does it begin when it's ground into flour, or does it only begin when the flour is mixed with water and kneaded into dough? And that, in actual fact, is a machloket rishonim, with all these three possibilities featuring amongst the rishonim. But Chazal in the Mechilta, they reread the phrase "Ushmartem et ha-matzot" as "Ushmartem et ha-mitzvot," that you shall protect or guard the mitzvot. And Rashi on Chumash, he also brings this drash, and he explains that "Kederech she'in machnitzin et ha-matzah, kachin machnitzin et ha-mitzvah." That in the same way that you're not allowed to let your matzot become chametz, so too you shouldn't let your mitzvot become chametz. Meaning that if you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do it right away without delay. This concept of ein machmitzin et ha-mitzvot, which is often used synonymously with the concept of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot, that you shouldn't bypass the mitzvah, it appears in the Gemara in a variety of contexts, and it's regarded as a genuine halachic concept rather than just a nice drasha. Whether it's doraita or just nasmachta is a point of machloket in the Rishonim. Rashi in Masechet Yoma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph is of the opinion that it's an nasmachta, but Tosfot in Masechet Megillah Daf Vav Amud Bet and elsewhere, they indicate that it's actually doraita, which is of course very significant. The big question, though, is what exactly does it mean, ein machmitzin et ha-mitzvah? Does this mean that every mitzvah I encounter I have to do at the earliest possible opportunity? Does it mean that I have to daven mincha every day at the earliest possible moment? Does it mean that if I'm awake early on a Shabbat morning, I have to go to Hashkama? Does it mean that if I want to do Pidyon HaBen for my son, I have to do it first thing in the morning on the 31st day? So the Chaya Adam devotes Klal Samachet to various principles associated with the performance of mitzvot in general. And the first issue that he addresses is our topic. And he says that there are three qualifying rules that apply to it. So number one, he equates Ein Machnitzin with Ein Ma'avirin. And he says that the notion that you can't bypass one mitzvah in order to do another mitzvah only applies if you intend doing both of these mitzvot. For example, if a person intends laying talit and tefillin, so if they pick up their tefillin first, they have to put them on before the talit, even though we normally put the talit on first. But if you're only going to do the one mitzvah, for example, you've got very limited time, or say a person is in jail and is only allowed to choose one of the mitzvot, then the mitzvah with greater kedusha takes precedence. And he presents an interesting scenario, actually. He says, imagine there's a Jewish soldier in a non-Jewish army, which was, of course, quite a common occurrence 200 years ago in Europe. And he's supposed to be off duty on Erev Yom Kippur and on duty on Yom Kippur. And then he finds out on Erev Yom Kippur that actually he can swap his rota to have it the other way round, which would allow him, on the one hand, to fast on Yom Kippur, but it would prevent him from davening and laying tefillin today on Erev Yom Kippur. And the mitzvot of today are already incumbent upon him. He's now got to lay tefillin and daven, etc., etc. It's his day off. Is he allowed to swap his off day for tomorrow? Or is there going to be a problem of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot with today's mitzvot that he's going to miss? He's now got the chiyuv of tefillin, the chiyuv of kriyat shema. Maybe he has to do them rather than bypass them in order to be mekayim Yom Kippur the next day. The Chaya Adam says that the more important mitzvah of Yom Kippur trumps the principle of Ein Ma'avirin. Number two, he says, that the principle of Ein Ma'avirin only applies if you're actively engaged in a mitzvah rather than being passively engaged. What does he mean by being passively engaged in a mitzvah? He says that sometimes there's a mitzvah to be involved in a mitzvah as an observer because of the concept of Barovam Hadrat Melech, that the glory of a mitzvah is enhanced if a larger number of people are involved. But that doesn't stop one from leaving that mitzvah to go and do another mitzvah. So say the person's at a wedding, because even attending a chuppah is a mitzvah, and they get a text telling them that there's a brit taking place down the road, or a choshev Rosh Yeshiva is about to give a shir, or they could watch a pidyon peteh chamor or something like that. Then they can leave the first mitzvah to go and watch the second mitzvah, because they weren't actively involved in the first mitzvah. Though whether or not the reception at a pidyon peteh chamor is as good as at a wedding, that I couldn't tell you. Number three, the Chayatam discusses the conundrum where a person has the opportunity to do a mitzvah now, and he should do so because ein machmitzin et ha-mitzvot, that we don't leave mitzvot to do them later. But if he leaves this to do it later, or maybe even till the next day, he'll be able to do it with greater hiddah. What should he do? Should he do it now, or leave it till later? For example, say a person's in shul on Sukkot morning. They're about to bench lulav, and then somebody comes running up to them and tells them they bought a very nice super mahuda etrog for them as a present, but it's locked in a shul round the block, and they won't be able to get it for them till the afternoon. So what should they do? Should they bench lulav now in the morning tefillah, but with a regular kosher mahuda etrog? Or should they put down the arba minim that they purchased and wait till the afternoon when they can use the Rolls-Royce silver spirit of etrogim? So he says that you should wait for the hiddur. Though the Torah Tamim on this week's parasha says that actually it's a machloket between the Gra, who says to delay, and the Magen Avraham, who says not to delay. And he brings various supports for the Gra and Chaya Adam, but adds that you shouldn't delay until a point when you might no longer be able to do the mitzvah at all. And the Chaya Adam himself raises the question about how long can you delay. I might want to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim with somebody. If I go today, I can only spend 10 minutes with them. But if I leave it till next week, I can be there for an hour. I can learn a Daf Gemara with them and play a game of chess. So doing it next week is going to be more Mahuda, but maybe either the Chola or I won't live till then. But on the other hand, what's the cutoff point? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it 2 days? These things are hard to say. But going back to my earlier question, does ein machmitzin mean that I have to do every mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity? So it seems that that question is more to do with the concept of zerizin makdimin le mitzvot, which means the early bird catches the worm, as it were, and that's a separate sugya, and that ein machmitzin only applies when the actual chefts of the mitzvah is there in front of me. So it might be that when I come into the house on Friday night, if the wine isn't already poured into the kos and sitting on the table, then I haven't got a problem with a machmitzin. And the only issue is one of the reason, which, as I said, is its own sugya. Ad kan.